Broadway. This is Dave.
Dave, how's it going? It's Dennis over here at Bingo Flash.
Hey, Dennis, how are you, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. I was about to email you, but I figured I'd just give you a call.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what happened,
Dennis. Yeah, actually, I found out late on Friday myself that they were actually declined. So he had a bankruptcy that was in 2013. It's fairly new.
Ooh.
And it wasn't really too established after that. I mean, it wasn't horrible, but they just fell just shy of the minimum credit requirements, unfortunately. But his partner has great business credit, so I don't know if it's going to be a matter of him running into a bunch of walls with this, and they maybe just have to, you know, work together and have the one guy as the owner for now until they can get more established and add the other guy. But add Rick, and then but Rick's owner was actually, or Rick's partner was solid. I mean, really good, like almost an 800 credit score. But unfortunately, Rick had a bankruptcy not too long ago, so it still looked doable. And I submitted it and got it, but unfortunately, yeah, it was crazy last week. It was the last week of the month, obviously, so I was running around with my head cut off. But I still have a follow-up set up for these guys, and I plan on working with them. But that's what happened on our end here. He did mention that he had financing elsewhere, so I don't know if it's coming from an investor or something, or if someone else just happened to have, you know, better guidelines than what we have as far as bankruptcies go. But that's what happened to me, unfortunately. Yeah, I had a callback scheduled for you for after lunch, too, so I was going to give you a heads up.
Yeah, he didn't. Of course, he didn't mention that to me about the bankruptcy.
I know. I was really excited too because it looked like a really good one, and they had a great business plan too. And it was.
Yeah, they have an excellent business plan.
Yeah, they're going to go places if they can get the ball rolling for sure. They're in a good opportunity as well. I mean, Oregon. I lived in Oregon for 4 years, and I don't think anyone out there is doing it. I think there's one company there in Salem he mentioned, but they're not the same. You know, not what he plans on doing.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's pretty wide open up there. Well, actually, that's, my God, Dennis, it's still open all over the country.
I know. I wish I could do
so
it myself.
Many opportunities. They really are.
Yeah, I've talked to my dad about doing a few things, and he's just old school. It doesn't make sense to him. So I'm like, come on.
I hear you.
It's very easy to make money this way. But no, I appreciate you sending it over too. I meant to be more in touch with you than I normally would.
Yeah,
but it was just really busy.
Well, I can relate to that, and let's hope you can convince him to use his partner's financing to make it fly.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm probably going to let him give him about a week to figure out what they're going to do, and then give him a call and just kind of see where they're at. We do have a couple other options available, but I don't think they would take it just because what he would have to do is he has to put a lot of money down, and I don't think they have a lot of money down. They'd probably have to put about 20% down, and it's a decent chunk. So I don't know. A lot of people just have that laying around.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's the biggest challenge I have, Dennis, is finding that guy that's got $100,000 sitting around, you know, waiting to spend. You know.
I know, right? Yeah, if that's all it would take. If you had $100,000, you know, get your first truck just dialed in and get a really good one, you could make that up in 3 months, you know.
But quite honestly, you know, that's been, you know, I haven't had a lot of clients, but the ones I've had, I've had cash, and they're few and far between, man. And so I've got to make this financing situation work out, but you got to find the guy that can get financed, you know.
Right. Now, it looked and sounded really good, and then I pulled this curtain. I was like, God damn it, man. It was looking good. But I still thought I could get an approval for him either way, even if it was just, you know, $30,000 and then something, you know. But
well, you know, I think, you know, now he's backtracking and thinking, well, maybe I'll just go with this little scrolling billboard truck and try to get it running. And my God, those things are just a disaster. They don't operate. They fall apart, and then you got the production costs for every banner you have to have created. It just takes the practicality right out of the equation. So, I'm trying to convince him, man. Listen, man, don't do that. Don't go back in time. Let's keep moving forward. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you because you would be the one to know. You know, you've seen them all, and you've been there, done that. So,
yeah, most of these companies that built these scrolling trucks, they're out of business. You can't even get replacement parts for those things anymore. And a lot of my customers have been people with scrolling billboard trucks that want to upgrade to LED. You know, they see the writing on the wall, so.
Right.
And simplify your life, man. Put LED in there.
Hell yeah. It's the way to go. I mean, it really is.
Okay, well, Dennis, listen, man, I appreciate you getting back with me and helps my understanding a little bit, and I'm with you. We'll just give him some time to think about it and touch base and follow up and let me know what happened.
Will do, my friend. Keep sending my way, and I'll keep hacking through them. We're going to get one done eventually.
That's the way I'm looking at it, and I've got this big screen, this 8x16 screen that looks like I'll probably end up selling for about $45. It's worth more than that. But just to get the cash flowing and if need be, I might toss it out as a financing option for that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Just all right. Keep me in the loop, and yeah, if I have anything come across my plate, I haven't in a while, but you know, there's one company I talked to about 2 years ago, and I should give them a call and see where they're at. They were local here in California, like in the desert area.
Okay.
And if I do, I'll definitely refer you to them. I just need to remember their name. It'll come to me, though. When I do, I'll get in touch with you.
Okay. All right, Dennis. I appreciate it, man.
You too, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye, man.
Bye-bye.